Jack. Be Here Tonight is number 6. I believe we've actually made 5 of these before this. Anyway, there's some new music today. There's actually a Shriekback interview. It's done. It's on here. You're going to love it. So stick around for that. And we're going to start the show off with something new I found from a band called Pope on the album Fiction. This song is called Dare Bear.
Yeah. ask ashes, yeah, to collect all the spoils of one night alone. I can't be trusted to keep talents dusted, I'd rather drink on my own. To create is to fail, and I'm over it now, being someone's overrated. I prefer a paycheck over free beer and pity tips. I don't need them to approve. Like they've ever had a choice or made something that they could sell. I'd be remiss if I stood here like this, saying I would go down with the ship.
Furniture by Heels from their latest EP, actually their debut EP. Heard they played the Bands for Bernie benefit here in Memphis last night with the Family Ghost, who you'll hear later. Before them, we heard Red Handed by Tongues from You Can Call This Art. Before that, we had Gare Bear by a band I just found not that long ago called Pope. They're on Community Records. You can find that label on Bandcamp. And if you do it now-ish, you know, I guess maybe depending on when you hear the podcast, you can pick up their entire back catalog for a really good price. And there's a variety of different things on there. So some of it might be your flavor, some of it might not, but you should still go check it out. I really like Pope, and I like, I haven't even sifted through even a tenth of the stuff. But I found several that I thought were great, and you'll be hearing them in the weeks to come on the Be Here Tinnitus podcast. And now the moment all of you, or some of you, or at least I have been waiting for, the interview with Shriekback. Shriekback was formed by two guys who left other bands, Barry Andrews from XTC and Dave Allen from Gang of Four, and they teamed up with Carl Marsh to create a very, very cerebral yet funky sound. So without further ado, I started off by asking Barry and Carl about cycles and how they affected Shriekback, and perhaps how they affected this latest record, Without Real String or Fish. And so here is what Barry Andrews had to say about that.
Well, I think what seems to happen every time we make a record is it's always the first four songs that we write that end up being the stand-up tracks. Then there's the trying hard for more great songs bit in the middle, which never really quite works. And then the bit at the end where, if you're lucky, you get this extra tune, which typically has less to do with your own head trying to get something to happen, and it seems like a little present from the universe sometimes. On the last record, I would say Soft Estate and Beyond Metropolis were filled that role of the last bit of glory.
That was Barry Andrews' response, and here is what Carl Marsh had to say about the matter.
I suppose we all used to fit into the classic record label creative cycle, which is write, record, release, promote, tour, fall over, recover, repeat. And because we're outside of the record label system really now, that no longer applies. And we're also not bound, thanks to the technology, we're not bound to create everything by being in the same place all the time, at the same time. All the tracks on an album might start life independently in different places at different times, so they all have their own individual little cycles, rather than maybe an album as a whole thing would have done in the past. I suppose the trick is to get all those individual cycles to synchronize when it's time to put the thing together and release it. So we all move in those kind of cycles. And now those days are gone, I suppose, is a big picture cycle, a meta cycle possibly even, which kind of encapsulates that whole cycle in the sense of that period of Shriekback's existence, and then says that's all finished, that's all gone, when of course it's being expressed in a song on a new album. So it clearly has started a bigger cycle. So we go round and round, I guess.
So let's listen to the lead-off track from the album Without Real String or Fish, as mentioned by Carl in that interview piece. This is Now Those Days Are Gone. Really like this one. I think you will too. Enjoy.
Till that beautiful song turned to a plea and a spasm, and it all went wrong. The coffee grind got bit tight, you're right in the head. Tremble like a tambourine, poison with lead. Really dead love, can't recall what we saw. Take a little wake up, we've been here before.
And it's all coming round again, and we're all flashing back. To do. Time won't cut, no slack.
We're living in the future.
Now those days are gone.
We were kings, we were preachers.
Now those days are gone.
We had incubi and succubi.
Now those days are gone.
All these pleasures standing by.
Now those days are gone.
Whiskey and gin, take 'em with a passion stirred and shake 'em within. 'Cause people like us face our demons alike. Got that panic in the eye, got that finger in the dike. Now the chief psychoanalyst will prove any find. The elephant is in the room, we kiss his behind.
And it's all coming round again. And
And so that song kicks off the entire record. I think it's a great starter for the album, Without Real String or Fish. In addition to asking about cycles and methodology and the latest record and how it all fits into the grand scheme of things, I asked Barry and Carl about moments in Shriekback's history where they thought maybe it was time to hang it up, do something different. And this is what they had to say.
Yes, very much so. Probably after Go Bang and being dropped by Island, I was thinking it would be really nice to do something else. Probably the best thing to have done actually would have been to carry on making Shriekback albums, but no, there was an attempt after that by me and Martin to sort of relaunch ourselves as another unit doing rather different music to Shriekback. But what happened was that we got offered a deal by Dave's label, World Domination, who specifically wanted a Shriekback record. They wanted the brand, basically. So I have found at various points the brand Shriekback to be a bit of a bloody albatross around the neck. And there's a certain kind of song that works under the Shriekback banner. And if you try to deviate from that too much, you sort of... doesn't work. It doesn't really work. And we've dumped quite a few songs over the years just because they haven't really fitted the Shriekback template.
Well, I did leave Shriekback for a while, quite a long while, after Oil and Gold. I don't necessarily think that was because I thought Shriekback was finished. I think I needed a break. I needed to go out and find myself, darling. You know, we'd never met in 1981. We all got chucked together. And 4 years later, we'd made four albums and played in a dozen different countries. And these are a fairly intense bunch of gentlemen to work with, I can tell you. The process of recording Oil and Gold was physically pretty demanding and mentally demanding. We were in the studio effectively 24 hours a day for a long stretches. You know, one of us, Barry or myself, would be working more or less in shifts and people dropping in and out and engineers working on a rotor basis. So it was a pretty intensive process, and I just needed to get away a bit. And again, it goes back to me being the new boy. I mean, I wasn't by that point, but I still, I guess, thought I had to prove something. So off I went for a while. It turns out, as I've said somewhere else, that you never really leave Shriekback, except possibly feet first in a box. So I came back, and it seems to me that Shriekback, the nature of it is to be hungry and be curious. We write about all sorts of shit. So there isn't a sort of boundary that will tie us down, and therefore we exhaust that plot of ground. We can always move on. I can't see an end to it anytime soon, to be honest.
Which I imagine if you're a fan or if you're coming into the game a little late, that's good news. We then talked about some of their favorite musical moments within Shriekback's history. I think that sort of stuff's fascinating. It gives you sort of an insight as to what the musician looks to as an ideal, I think, within their body of work. So here's what they had to say about that.
Just completely off the top of my head, Suck. How about Suck from Jam Science? I just like that whole barrage of noise, really. The sort of total drum machine overkill. There's the drum pattern steps up at different points, and there isn't one drum pattern changing to another. What actually happens there is another entire Lindrum kit recorded on a whole bunch of other tracks comes in as well. So there's two drummers, really, two electronic drummers in two separate boxes bashing away. And then you have loads of tracks, overloaded tracks of feedback squalling away at the end, which is a combination of pure feedback and Ebow, as I remember, but it's a hell of a noise, a sort of seagull guitar. It's great.
I like this question. Great stuff that we have done, let me think. I really like the bit towards the end of Exquisite Corpse, where we sampled, it was from an album I got from the Museum of Mankind, and it's Music of the Desert Nomads, and there's this kind of grunting sound. These desert nomads, when they find water, they have a sort of all-night party where they hyperventilate, just doing this breathing, shouting and breathing, and until they make themselves dizzy. So they stand around the oasis, and I sampled some of that. So yeah, the nice grunty, heavy breathing desert nomads on Exquisite Corpse. I like that. I really like the key change on Beyond Metropolis, sort of halfway through the second chorus. It goes down. I think it's a minor fourth. A fourth.
Well, let's have a listen to what Barry likes in Beyond Metropolis. This is another track from Without Real String or Fish by Shriekback.
Round every corner there's a head on a stick. This town ain't what it used to be. This sentiment is moving me beyond Metropolis. Beggaring belief. The lords and ladies pick up the meat from the above my station, try to levitate and learn to fly beyond Metropolis. Can you pray for this?
me up a list. Promo Sony Radio Bullis.
So we talked about all kinds of stuff, and I'm going to save a little bit of it to use later on when I'm introducing more Shriekback songs, which no doubt they will be a mainstay here on the podcast. But here is what Barry had to leave us with concerning the future of Shriekback.
In terms of what we've got in the pipeline at the moment, we've begun the 14th Shriekback studio record. Looking very promising, actually. We've got three songs pretty much banged away, ready to mix. And Carl and I are retired to our corners now with a whole bunch of grooves, so that the next time we all get together, we will hopefully have... well, the plan is to have another four tunes each that we can work up. So I have a personal goal of not letting it be like 3 years before the next one comes out, which is what Without Real String or Fish took to do.
Well, let's hope the cycles work in your favor this time, guys. Thank you so very much to Barry Andrews and Carl Marsh from Shriekback. Let's listen to one more Shriekback track, also from Without Real String or Fish. This is The King in the Tree. Take it away, guys.
There's the Huns at the gate. They don't look like they're missing. Why don't you turn your face to the wall if you find it distressing? You can shiver in fear, feel the heat of the moment, then go ratchet it up in the sun as a kind of atonement. You can howl for the moon with your feet in the water. You can flatten the corn in the rain with a clergyman's daughter. And the schluck of the new, let's not rise to the bait. Why should we work with the kind of old fools who can recalibrate? See the king in the tree, he's as mad as a bone. Holy and crazy and horribly sad. Better just leave him alone, the king in the tree. The king in the tree. Gotta get through the day, but it's never that simple. An epiphany, so they say, is like lancing a pimple. Find it underdegraded, get you down if you let it. All of that wonderful animal grace, don't let's live to regret it. It's a classic mistake, bringing water to Venice. Out on the light or down on the lake, there's an aura of menace. Secret words of the world are engulfed and devour. Why is all this tyrannical shit in the soul of a flower? See the king in the tree, he's a sign of the times. Screaming away in the dead of the night, with the tales of his crimes. The king in the tree, he's been nothing for days, eating silent and scaring the birds. See his untenable ways, the king in the tree. Thank you.
rats and crows, and it won't come down, and it won't come down. Entangled trees, it's the metal king, and the night is long, and the night is cold, and it howls with rage at the rats and crows, and it won't come down, and it won't come down. In a tangled tree, tis a mad old king, and the night is long, and the night is cold, and it howls with rage at the rats and crows, and it won't come down.
Let us feel the fire again.
I'm really digging that track. That was Comedy of Menace by Direct Attack from New Orleans. That's off their latest cassette. You should check them out, directattack.bandcamp.com. I bet you've missed me saying that this show since we've had all this shriek back going on. Before that, we had Nouns, who are from Conway, Arkansas, and a track called 14. That kicks off their album Still. Pretty interesting variety of sounds there. The album gets a little screamo, a little too much for me at times, but 14 is really moody, and I really like the build-up to that one. Before that, we had Tiffany Harmon and Other Stories with Innocence from their Bandits EP from quite a ways back now. And we led off that set with The King in the Tree from Shriek Back. From Without Real String or Fish, which you can get at shriekback.com. I believe they actually also have a physical distributor in case you want to pick up a CD copy of it. You could totally do that. Not much left to say for this edition of Be Here Tinnitus. I'm really glad you listened in and hopefully enjoyed the Shriekback interview. That was a blast and quite an honor. And, you know, had you told 9-year-old me watching American Bandstand hearing Nemesis for the first time that I would actually get to have something like this happen, I probably would have just looked at you funny and said, what's a podcast? But anyway, let's end the show with a track from The Family Ghost from No Dreams. This is Deathblow!